From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. At least 18 people, some of them civilians, were killed by a car bomb in the rebel-held Syrian city of Idlib, a monitor said Sunday. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, which happened in the capital of the province with the same name. Earlier Sunday, Syrian regime forces seized a key town in the province, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a rights group based in Great Britain. Government forces backed by Russian air power captured Sinjar, the biggest town in the southeast of the province, according to the observatory. President Trump says he hopes the newly arranged talks between North and South Korea will, quote, go beyond the Olympics. He said the United States will take part in the talks, quote, at the appropriate time.
If we can come up with a very peaceful and very good solution, we're working on it with Rex, we're working on it with a lot of people. If something can happen and something can come out of those talks, that would be a great thing for all of humanity.
Rex referring to the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. On Friday, North Korea accepted South Korea's offer of high-level talks on the upcoming Olympic Games. The talks are to take place on Tuesday. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, says it is good for the United States that North Korea and South Korea are set to engage in the high-level talks, but she warned on Sunday that North Korea's nuclear weapons ambitions still pose a serious threat to the world. She told ABC News this is a very dangerous situation. She said the United States is not letting up on the pressure to end North Korea's nuclear weapons development and warned we can destroy them too. This is VOA News.